Hey, I'm Lisa Dent. Lauren is in for Steve. Mary Vandeveld, Kevin Powell, we're all here. And there is a converted RV. Maybe you've seen it. It's making the rounds in certain neighborhoods of Chicago. And it gives people new hope for fighting opioid deaths in the city's hardest hit areas. Jenny Jarrett is the lead clinical pharmacist and co-director at the University of Illinois at Chicago's Community Outreach Intervention Projects Program. This is kind of new, right, Jenny, where we're now offering care and support to those people who are addicted to a variety of drugs, but opioids in particular, right?
That's correct. We've been out serving the patients on the west side for about a year now, but have been able to get approval from the DEA to have medications on the bus for the last 4 to 6 weeks.
So it's not Narcan, because that is in the hands of police and firefighters when they find someone that has OD'd. You're treating people who hopefully want to quit.
You're correct. We do have Narcan out there, which is naloxone, which is the antidote or can reverse the opioid overdoses. But we also have medications for those people who are interested in treatment. It's really a harm reduction type approach to meet patients where they are and to help provide the items for them to have treatment or to just use drugs safely if needed.
And if you're thinking the way I did, for anyone listening, 1,447 people died of opioid-related overdoses in Chicago. That was just last year, because I was like, how many people does this affect? Well, now we know. If that many died, I can't imagine how many are addicted. That number is up 60% from 2019, 11% from 2020, and the most ever recorded in Chicago. So, Jenny, who are these people? Who do you see? Are these moms, dads? Are, you know, because everybody wants to paint a picture of the person who's addicted to opioids, and I think it's much different than most of us have in our mind.
You know, I completely agree with you. We see patients from all walks of life, old, young, and from all the neighborhoods here in the city of Chicago. Where we're located on the west side is we've worked closely with the Chicago Department of Public Health to find where are the most overdoses happening. And that's where people are going to use drugs. And so they really could be anyone. And we're there to help and to hopefully save some lives.
And how are they using opioids? Because most of us just think, oh, you're popping a pill, but it's much different than that.
That's correct. Some people do use pill forms of opioids, but there's also insufflation or snorting of opioids, or as well as in IV drug use.
And tell me about the new drug that is being prescribed that will help them kick the habit.
Yeah, so Suboxone, which is buprenorphine and naloxone, is a medication that can help to block those opioid receptors so that if a patient does choose to use, it can help them from not overdosing because it blocks some of those receptors, as well as it can help reduce the cravings for patients who potentially want to be abstinent and not use.
Jenny Jarrett is the lead clinical pharmacist and the co-director of the University of Illinois at Chicago's Community Outreach Intervention Projects, which seems like a long title. Basically, she is out there trying to help people kick this habit and save some lives. And I would imagine when you graduated from school and maybe thought you were just going to be a regular pharmacist, or is this something you've always wanted to do?
You know, I've practiced in a lot of different situations, from the community pharmacy setting to the inpatient setting. I think this is some of the most impactful work that I've ever done, is, you know, we're really meeting patients where they are instead of asking them to come to us. And I think that's really useful for patients who live in those pharmacy deserts on the west side of Chicago.
Yeah, say that again, because everybody's heard of food deserts, but there are pharmacy deserts.
That's correct. We have literature to show that over 70% of people on the west side live greater than a mile or a half a mile away from a pharmacy, which may seem like a short distance, but really, when people don't have security in their travel or a car, that can be really troublesome for patients to access the medications that they need.
Because they might have to cross neighborhoods where they're not welcome, and that puts their life at risk?
I don't know about crossing neighborhoods, but they do have to travel a long ways. And sometimes with gas prices the way that they are, or challenges getting on public transport, it can be tough to get to the medications at the time that they need.
So UIC converted this RV, and you're actually meeting them where they are. And it had to be approved by the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration. Why is that?
That's correct, because Suboxone or the buprenorphine naloxone medication is a controlled substance. And so they're federally regulated by the DEA. And so we had to get many approvals to be able to have those medications in this mobile format.
And some people are going to ask, people who haven't seen this in their family, why aren't you out there giving away insulin or helping people who might not have had any kind of role in the disease that they're facing?
You know, that's a real big challenge, and there's lots of areas that we can potentially help people in a unique way, and I think this is just one of those ways.
So what now? Are you completely funded? Will there be more than one RV? Will there be larger groups of people?
You know, this is the first project that's been funded by the Illinois Department of Public Health and their super division, or their Substance Use Prevention Recovery Division. And we're so thankful for that funding. And I think that they are looking to potentially fund more. And we are completely funded and looking to help patients there on the west side.
And if you help patients kick the habit, then you save lives, right?
That's the idea.
That's the key. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks so much for having me.
If you want to know more about it, just Google it. It's the University of Illinois and the Chicago Community Outreach Intervention Project. Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. Then we're going to come back and have a conversation with Nancy Rotering. She is the mayor of Highland Park. If for some reason you do not know what happened in Highland Park on July 4th, then you've probably been away from the news for quite a bit. But there was a massacre up there on July 4th, and she has spearheaded an effort to get a federal ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. We'll talk to her about it next, but first, Mary will update you.